In Skagway, the boys and girls basketball teams have been practicing all season, but the Panthers have only played two games. Both of those came against the Haines Glacier Bears, who compete in the larger school Division 2A. The Panthers didn't fare well against the more experienced Glacier Bears. According to Skagway boys coach Ross Barrett, the lack of games due to COVID concerns has changed his usual approach.
But I'm really focusing this year on teaching them how to play. And by teaching them, I mean put them in situations where they need to use their own problem-solving skills and figure out what's working and what's not working.
There is a five-team tournament tentatively scheduled in Sitka in late May for teams who weren't able to compete in the usual State 1A Region 5 action. The Skagway boys and girls are both hoping to play at least three games. In other indoor Skagway sports, the two-lane bowling alley at the Elks Club has seen some intense action over the last couple of weeks. According to League Commissioner Aaron Thomas, Wednesday night featured a sweep in the first round of the mixed league playoffs.
Snakes on a Lane came out victorious 3-0 against Size Tribe, and they will be moving on to the championship match this Friday.
Snakes on a Lane will battle the team that has led the league all winter long, the Code Red Rollers, in a best-of-five series for the championship.
I believe the Red Rollers have been in the championship match 3 times and have lost all of them. Once to the Snakes on a Lane and twice to Size Tribe.
In men's league action, playoffs are still a couple of weeks away, but there's been a shakeup atop the leaderboard.
The number one seeded team, the Eagles, were replaced by the Alley Cats, and the Brew Crew moved into second place. With 2 weeks left in the season, I'm not sure if the fourth place Ravens could catch any of them.
Moving to outdoor sports, Skagway is home to one of the more unique disc golf courses in America. When building the course, they used kegs on sticks instead of traditional disc golf baskets, mostly because baskets are expensive. That, and they already had a bunch of kegs left over after Tim and Carol Borsi's wedding. Skagway isn't alone in using kegs as targets. Haines has them at the course at the fairgrounds as well. Skagway, however, is unique in that the kegs aren't mounted vertically, but on their sides, making for a less uniform putting experience. I met a local disc golfer named Ace at the Seven Pastures Disc Golf Course on Wednesday, who's been playing the course all winter long. He is relatively new to Skagway and the keg targets.
It's a little bit of a mind scrambler when you're putting, but I like the style. Fitting for the area.
The 14th annual Earth Day tournament, sponsored by the local Elks Club, is on the calendar for later this month. Tournament organizer Ken Graham says he's still working out the details.
It's around the Saturday closest to Earth Day. In the past, it's always been it's a best shot doubles.
Cowboy says the exact tournament format will be determined once he knows how many players will participate. Reporting on sports from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.